Boom, 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 boom. The Carrie and Tommy podcast is just around the corner, and so is Christmas. But don't worry, Chemist Warehouse have you covered. Boom, 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 boom,
boom. Yeah, it is for your Monday, Arvo, and sometimes when the show meeting kicks off, you just realise it's going to be pretty wild when Bickmore's in one of those moods, and I think that's today.
Yeah. Nah, I'm up and about now.
Yeah, very up and about.
I'm glad that you heard me loud and clear a few weeks ago when I said that I was carrying the show a bit, cutting my hair, doing a whole lot of things for content. You were doing nothing, and today you went and got yourself a mullet.
I cut my hair for the show.
Yeah, did.
Yes. I didn't want a mullet, but the people spoke and they wanted me to have a mullet.
Is that right? Which people was that?
The listeners.
Yeah,
I've been out.
I love when the girl that was making me up while you were getting your hair cut, turned to you and said, "What are you raising money or awareness for?" The only reason you'd have that hairdo is for charity.
Yeah, it's a good haircut when people offer to donate.
Imagine if you said, yeah.
And yeah, then I'm just taking cash donations.
how long are you going to go?
Having the mullet? I don't know. I don't know. Carly, who cut it, she's in charge of it. And so whenever she says it's done, it's done.
Oh, that's dangerous.
It's fun though, isn't
it? Yes.
Also, because it's at the back of my head, I don't really notice it.
No, like, I look see in the mirror. Yeah. I can let you know how it's going.
How's it going?
Oh, I reckon before summer, a little chop chop. Although for content, maybe leave it like that.
Yeah, whatever is good for the show, I will do. Hey, we got heaps coming up. We got a trip to Byron Bay we are giving away later in the show. If you have downloaded the Hit app, and that means you are in, so it could be anyone listening.
Up next, though, I have a bold statement to make.
Yeah. We'll do it after this. It's Carrie and Tommy. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie and Tommy for your Monday afternoon. And if you do want to see that photo of Tommy Little's mullet that we were just chatting about at Carrie Tommy Show, you can go and check it out.
Has it gone viral yet?
No.
Hasn't it?
No.
You didn't even check your phone.
I can see it in the flesh. Hey, coming into summer.
Yeah.
It's bather time. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say something that is a bit out there and a bit bold, but I'm fully backing.
You go in the mullet downstairs? just business up front.
I went bald a long time ago, mate.
I don't think you say I went bald. Because do you mean you got laser or something?
Yes, but we're talking.
Tried Ashley and Martin, couldn't stop it.
Yeah, no, but bald is like you then. Yeah.
Is what?
Well, it's because of age. So I feel like that's going, mate, I'm so old.
It sounds like you tried to stop it.
If you go bald up top, you don't lose it down there, do you?
No, I think you get more.
That's so unfair.
I think
your hair leaves your head and goes down there.
I'll be wrong about this, and 131060 if you want to fact check me. I thought it was because you go bald from too much testosterone, which the byproduct of that is more body hair as well.
Oh, right. Yeah, learnt something new.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, that's not my out there statement.
Yeah.
My bold statement is that I believe rash vests are super sexy.
Okay, you're wrong, and Jenny's making you wear one. And so now you're just saying.
My mum has never made me wear a rash vest.
Didn't she?
No.
Oh.
No, see, I was the generation where we didn't wear enough sunscreen and we didn't wear rash vests.
Mm-hmm.
That's why my generation has so many problems.
Yes.
Skin cancer, namely the biggest one.
Yes. So many problems. But so now you're saying that the rashes are coming back?
Last summer I was sent a rash vest.
Yes.
But it was a full-piece rash. Like, imagine the bikini bottoms attached to the rash vest and then full sleeve, and then you zip it right up the back. And one of those ones where you can zip it yourself as if you're putting
like
a wetsuit.
Yeah, yep.
Right? And it went right up around my neck. And it was like this full one-piece thing. And I was like, I'm not wearing that. That's ridiculous.
Almost like a burkini.
Almost like a burkini. And I put it on. Oh, my God. Sucked everything in. Zipped it up with one hand like I was heading out for a surf.
You're wearing Spanx to the beach.
I was wearing Spanx to the beach.
Oh, yeah.
I then did handstands and cartwheels. I could bend over and I could do lots of stuff with the kids, and it all just stayed intact. Didn't have boobs falling out. Didn't have hair. Like nothing. Anyway, fast forward a year, and it's time to get out the bathers again. And on the weekend, I got out the bathers, and I got just a normal bikini out.
Everything
and I
everywhere.
Felt like I was like, I'm too bare. I need more clothes.
Yes.
On.
Where's my full body?
Where is my
Spanx?
I went online and I ordered two more rash vests for summer.
And so,
I think, and I'm not just saying SunSmart is sexy.
Yes.
They're not just SunSmart. I think an all-in-one, not just the ones where you wear with boardies, like an all-in-one, I think they're super sexy.
And so will you get to the point where it's the middle of winter, we're nowhere near a beach, and you're still wearing it clothes and stuff?
It feels pretty good.
Yeah.
Yes. I might get to the point where I wear the short ones too, start from the knee, almost like the torpedo did when he went, you know.
Yes, when he went swimming, you mean? You mimed that bit for some reason.
Maybe I should just start wearing a wetsuit.
Oh, hang on. This is interesting. G'day, Caitlin. Oh, no. Have we got a Jessie? G'day, Caitlin.
Caitlin.
Hi, Caitlin.
Hi.
Are you calling about how sexy wetsuits are?
Oh, no. I'm just rectifying that your genitals definitely get less hair and not hairier as you get older.
Great.
Do they?
Even
if you're a bald man, though, Caitlin?
Yeah. It gets really sparse down there as you get older.
Yeah.
Well, that's a plus.
Hmm. I've seen many.
There's got to be some perks.
I've seen many.
I've seen many, and they're definitely not hairier.
I feel like I've seen some older women, though, and they are quite hairy. Is it a male thing that you get more sparse, Caitlin, down there?
I've seen more males than I have females, but definitely the males, they go
sparse. Okay.
Maybe they're waxing for you, Caitlin.
Oh, God.
Thank you. So, Rashi, what are you saying?
Rash vest. Discuss. Mm. I'm calling it. I think a rash vest is super sexy.
Mm.
I want to hear your thoughts. 13.
My thoughts.
No, I know your thought. I can tell by the entire demeanour, your look on your face, you don't agree with me.
I just don't think you hear rash and vest together and go, yeah.
13 10 60. Are they sexy? Give us a call. We'll take calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
For your Monday arvo, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and we're doing this.
Rashies are sexy. Thinks I'm smart is cool. Carrie wears her rashie. At the beach in the spa and in the
pool. I think rash vests, the full ones that become a one-piece bathing suit, are real sexy.
Yep.
We've just found out from one of our callers, apparently they're actually called paddle suits, which doesn't sound sexy.
Doesn't make it hotter. It does take the word rash out of it, though, which I think is good.
See, neither is a good option, is it? Yeah.
Oh, my paddle suit's giving me a rash.
Even bathing suits, not sexy.
No.
I did show you a picture of a really hot
person. You just showed me soft
person
porn.
In a paddle suit. But I agree with you.
I didn't even see the paddle suit.
It's just her peachy bottom out.
Yeah.
My paddle suit.
You can't even see paddle suit. It looks like she's wearing a top. I didn't even know it went down there. It just disappears into the crevice of her backside about halfway up her back.
Super sexy. Ashley, are you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
No, I just mean, are you on board the paddle suit being sexy?
Oh, for sure. Carrie, I'm with you. I think sun safety is sexy. You know, they're bringing the bucket hats back. That's how sexy
I saw that. So I'm going to hit the beach with my bucket hat and my rash vest.
Yeah.
And I'll wear those little, those water shoes, like the little zip-up.
Oh,
like
booties. So the only bits exposed will be your knees. You'll have to zinc up your knees.
I got hot knees, though.
Babe, can you get over here and zinc up my knees?
Dean, what do you reckon? Are you into the full rash vest?
Hello?
Mate, your rapport with our listeners.
I can't help if there's a delay to our callers, mate.
It's actually electric. Go on.
Dean, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
But definitely not with you, Carrie. I mean, any other day of the week, I support you and what you have to say, right? But today, honestly, I would rather go back and bring bungee smugglers back into fashion.
No, Dean, you haven't seen me in my paddle suit, mate. It's real,
no,
it's hot.
No, honestly, I think bungee smugglers are a better way to go, right, if we're going to go anywhere.
Dean,
what are you
wearing down the beach? Are you big boardies?
I'm a boardies man, mate. I've been a boardies for donkeys.
What do you think about boardies on a woman, Dean?
kind of cute and sexy, actually. I mean, especially if you're surfing on the surfboard next to me.
Okay, this is interesting.
So what about? Hang on.
What about?
But you want me to wear boardies,
Dean? What about a combination of rashy and boardies on a woman?
No, definitely not.
No, it's very strong.
No. Bikini. Look, if we're going to go, we're going to go the one-piece swimsuit, right? The bikini top. Right, and the boardies, that looks pretty cool on a woman, right? No. The rashy?
Yep.
Right? Yes. No.
No.
You've heard. Do you know what I think I've worked out? Mm-hmm. It is. What I think is sexy about it, which I've realised I don't have, is the surfing ability, because I think I see a lot of the women then go into the water and surf, and that makes them look real hot. Only I don't ever do that
bit. No, it's fine. We'll just buy you a board. You can keep it on the sand.
Yeah, okay. What about, do you want to go to Tammy since my rapport's
No, good? I want to see if you're 3 from 3 here.
Hey, Tammy.
Hey, Carrie, how are you?
See, we got
pretty
it.
Pretty good. Yeah. You're doing fine.
Carrie, I just want to know how sexy you feel when you go to the toilet and you have to pull it to the side instead of taking it all the way off.
To wee? Yeah, look, it's a real good point. It's really high when you're squatting in a public toilet at the beach and you're having to pull it to the side.
What's the other option? Take the whole thing off.
So where if you've just got bather bottoms.
So then you're standing there nude in a public toilet.
Super sexy though.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Monday arvo. Doing it all thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day, guys.
You know what you can get at the moment?
What?
You can get Giorgio Armani C, my new smell, 100 mils for just $149.
How good. Yeah. How would you describe it, your new smell?
Delicious.
Yes.
All I know is I smelt someone in the lift and I said, you smell great. What are you wearing? And she said, C by Giorgio Armani. So then I went and got it. And now when I'm in the lift, people go, and I go, C.
I feel like there's... I feel like there's going to be language problems with that fragrance somewhere in the world. Like, do you want the fragrance? C?
Yes.
Which one? C. Okay. We get it. So much coming up in the show, Bickers. We've got a trip to Byron Bay worth $4,000 to give away a bit later on.
But I want to know more about what you got up to on the weekend.
I went up in a fighter jet.
Yeah.
And last time I did that. I spewed
Tease,
heaps.
Mate. We're talking about this later.
You'll find out whether I spewed heaps again later in the show.
Is that the tease?
Yeah.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Monday arvo. And if you haven't registered for Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail, you've still got time. We could be calling you. You just got to download the Hit app and register as quick as you can.
Mm.
And if you've somehow avoided the news over the weekend, America has a new president.
Imagine if you didn't know. That'd be amazing now.
Would there be anyone that didn't know until just that moment then that Joe Biden is the president?
I often think about, is there anyone that doesn't know that there's a pandemic?
No.
Like, is there just villages somewhere?
Oh, yes, there would be.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, people listening now, no one doesn't think that corona's here.
No, if we're telling you that for the first time, it's incredible.
I mean, welcome to the show. 131060, actually, if you didn't know that Biden was the new president, I'd be keen to know if somehow you avoided it on the weekend.
Right.
But someone still needs to tell Trump because he hasn't conceded yet.
No.
But I didn't realise the profound personal tragedy that Joe Biden had to overcome his entire life to become president.
I didn't know this.
I knew that he lost his son. His son was 46 in 2015. He died from brain cancer. And I knew that because obviously I have a vested interest in and was aware of his son's diagnosis. It came back. He'd had it when he was younger and it came back. And he'd sadly passed away. And he did a podcast with Oprah where he spoke about it. And, it was incredibly sad hearing him talk about his son, Beau.
I still find myself when I talk about my Beau, my son.
Yeah.
Who died. I sometimes find myself say something about it and I can't handle it. I break down. So it's not like the pain ever goes away. But... What I do is I look at my grandson, his son, and I see him. I look at my granddaughter, I see her, and I know he's still here. I know he's still with me.
And he'd had brain cancer in 2013, and when it came back, he went into hospital and he passed away just 10 days after going back into hospital.
Oh.
But it struck me as well hearing him speak like that, because we've been used to Trump for 4 years.
Yeah.
it kind of just took me like a moment for me to go, oh, that's a president speaking again. That's the kind of way a president, someone with compassion and heart and deep personal sort of understanding, that's how someone like that speaks.
And just real stuff.
Real stuff. But I also didn't understand it was not the first personal tragedy he'd had in his family, that when he was younger, his first wife, so he wasn't a young child, but in his 30s, his first wife passed away in a car accident. She was out Christmas shopping with their children in the back seat, and at the same time as losing his first wife, Nelia, their one-year-old daughter, Naomi, died in that same car crash. And I didn't know the sons, Bo and Hunter, were in the car at the time. They were also injured. And then he went on to have to stand by their bedside. He was sworn in as a senator by the bedside while he sat there with his sons after losing his wife and his daughter.
When what happened to my wife and daughter happened, I had a reason to live. I had a reason that I had these two little boys who were in the hospital. And, you know, I said at the time, I probably should never have said it all those years ago, I said, I can understand how someone can be completely, thoroughly sane and commit suicide and decide that, look, I've been to the top of the mountains. Mm-hmm. I'm not getting there again. I had it all. There's just, you know, so long. But I had those two boys, and ironically, they ended up raising me, Oprah.
And we should mention as well, if that does bring up anything for you, Lifeline 13 11 14, always there.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. And he talked about, I don't know if you remember in the debate he had with Trump. Trump brought up his son Hunter's substance abuse that he'd had over the years, and now you think about that family and all that they've been through, and I think it just, the picture starts to be fully, you start to understand the tragedy that they've had as a family.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking when he spoke about that in that speech, that's a man that knows real life, when
absolutely.
He was saying, I'm not the only one that has a son that's struggled in life.
It really makes sense when you come across people that are very compassionate and you find out they've been through a lot, and I reckon it can send people one of two ways, and it can either turn them into the most beautiful, giving person, or it can absolutely break people, and both are understandable. Mm. But I saw a clip, and it just said presidential. That's all it said. It said presidential and a full stop, and I watched it, and because we found out recently that he suffered from a stutter.
Which I didn't know either.
I didn't know that
he'd
for a long time.
It.
And a dad comes up to him in the crowd and introduces his son who has a stutter and wanted to see Joe Biden speak, and how he was with the kid was amazing.
Hey, what's your name?
Owen. This is my son, Braden.
Hey, Braden, how are you, man?
We're here because he's stutters and we wanted to hear you speak.
Oh, man, come on. Hey, I tell you what, don't let it define you. You are smart as hell. Now, you really are. You can do that. Can I get a phone number for you and I can tell you what I used to do? I know, by the way, the hardest thing is talking on the telephone. And it took a lot of practice, but I promise you you can do it. I promise you. And don't let it define you.
There's a bit more in the longer version of that. And he says to the kid that he works with about 25 kids who suffer from stuttering and teaches them stuff that he used to do. And I was like, oh, wow. It wasn't just like, hey, you can get help. He actually got his number and was like, oh, yeah, I do this with people to help them. It's amazing.
So sweet. Yeah. Plus there's going to be the first ever White House
rescue dog. This is true. Major and Champ. Champ's been in his family for a while, but German Shepherd Major is a rescue dog going to the White House. I was going to go to Ashley.
Yeah.
G'day, Ash.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good. Did you just find out that Joe Biden is the new president?
Yes. And can I just ask, is it a joke or is it for real? Because literally just found
out. No, it's real. What have you been doing over the weekend?
Okay. Well, not just the weekend. My little daughter, she takes up all my time. So my TV is constantly on ABC Kids or Apple TV.
So you know there's a new Bluey series out, yeah?
Oh, my God. I can't believe you just said that. That's my favourite.
Which one are you more excited about?
I don't know. Bluey, actually.
Yeah, sure.
She knows
yeah.
about
sure.
Bluey, but not about Biden.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
After 4 o'clock this afternoon, someone is winning a trip to Byron Bay. If you haven't registered for Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail, make sure you download the Hit app and do it as quick as possible. Could be winning it yourself.
I'll put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. Same. What? Spoken. It's come on.
The game that Bickmore is not the queen of, unlike Same Same But Backwards.
I'm losing that queen status with Same Same But Backwards too. What's happening? I think I'm tired,
you're
guys.
You're falling to pieces.
I think I'm falling at the right at the end where it matters.
We need to chuck a rash vest on you to hold you in.
Now, as is tradition, I'll explain the rules for you guys. So I'm going to read the lyrics of a song. You need to buzz in with your name and tell me the artist and title of that song.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
First song, they say, oh, my God, I see the way you shine. Take your hand, my dear, and place them both in mine. You know you stopped me dead while I was passing by, and now I beg to see you dance just one more time.
Tommy?
Oh. Harry?
It's Ed Sheeran.
Ooh. Oh. It is Tones and I, Dance Monkey.
They say, oh my God, I see the way you shine. Take your hand, my dear, and place them both
in mine. Ooh. What were you going to go with? What, Ed?
Seeing all that dancing one where he dances. What's the song? Dance something?
Hmm.
No, is there an Ed Sheeran dance?
Good
no.
stuff.
Wouldn't have got it right. You are.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
All righty, song number two. I got the horses in the back. Horse tack is attached. Hat is matte black. Got
Tommy.
The boot. Tommy.
It's Old Town Road by Little Nas X.
I got the horses in the back. Mm-hmm.
Bang, bang.
You're on fire today.
Thank you. Two in a row. Killing the game. All right. Big
ball. I just hope that hot streak continues at the end of the week when we play Santa's Over Backwards.
So deep.
Song number three. Let's talk about sex.
Tommy.
Oh, well, I know that. We all know
Salt
that.
Pepper.
Let's talk about sex.
You can't go, well, I know that. We all know that.
I wanted to hear more of him talk about sex.
When have you not been competitive?
Like, this is also about extending out the break.
Never for you has it been that. It's always
Today
been about
it is.
Winning.
It's about good chat.
Okay. Oh.
Harry Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Yes, it is. And coming up very shortly, a rapper has been dumped because of their support for Donald Trump. We're going to find out who that is in bits a bit later on.
Who is it?
Well, we're going to find out in bits.
Okay, I'll stay tuned. Great stuff. Bickers, I went flying on the weekend. Mm-hmm. You're just looking at my hair, aren't you?
I've just noticed that.
What's happened?
Nothing.
What's happened?
Nothing. Right.
You keep doing that thing where you look in my eyes but then look up.
I just noticed something.
What?
It's fine. It's all good.
What is it? I can't keep going now. I can't concentrate on anything else.
It's been a stressful year. That's all.
Oh, Grace.
Oh,
is it Grace?
Oh.
Is that it? I've never noticed them before.
Yeah.
You're distinguished.
Yeah, yeah. Look at the sides, mate. Have a look here.
Yeah, not as there's still a lot in the front section.
Oh.
No, it makes me feel good. I've been grey for decades.
I wish
nice
we could replay what I said when you had your haircut, which looks fantastic. It was great. And then you're like,
but you're going for a comedy haircut.
I mean, I wasn't. Have you, 131060, have you accidentally got a comedy haircut? When you thought you were getting
this
a hot
is going to be so cool.
Yeah.
I like your greys, for the record. I just hadn't noticed them before.
Mm. Yeah. Is it catching the light or something?
I think it is. Yeah. And because it's been freshly blow waved and stuff, it's good. That's definitely
you were
been
up there when I was there.
What is that? The coif at the front then?
That's my hair,
that's
mate.
That's not.
That's my hair. You saw Carly do it.
I'm sure I heard a hairdryer.
She, there wasn't.
No. All right.
Nate is making the noise one.
Anyway, what were we going to talk about?
I went flying on the weekend.
And when you mean flying, you're not just going up as a passenger. You're learning to fly.
I'm learning to fly. And we took a fighter jet up on the weekend, an ex-military fighter jet. And I've got this, like, flight suit. So the first time I did it, I got really sick, right?
That's right.
And
you were doing the loop-de-loops and you spewed.
Yeah. And I spewed. They give you a little spew bag that I reckon I spewed in 100 times before my instructor went, Tommy, buddy, can you just turn your radio off there? You've been puking in my ear for about 10 minutes. I'm like, sorry. Sorry.
It's so funny with that music and the idea of a suit and a fighter jet. It's so sexy. And then when you say you spew 100 times into a bag,
do you want me to make
all
it,
of that goes away. Drop the music out.
Do you want me to make it even more sexy?
Yeah.
So this time, because I was worried about spewing, I popped a couple of travel cans.
What I had to have as a kid when we go for a long drive.
I even said at the chemist, because I was trying, I said, do you have anything with travel sickness? And then she kind of looked at me like anybody asking for travel sickness stuff. And I was like, no, I'll let her know. It's cool stuff. And I said, because I'm going up in a jet. And she went, ha, ha, ha. And then handed me the bills.
She doesn't care, mate, what you need.
Yeah, she's like, mate, these are for fairies. Yeah.
Did the travel calm work?
So the travel calm worked, but I got there and I was putting my suit on out on the runway. Yeah, and last time I got really hot, and
that's because you were feeling spewy. You probably got hot.
Yes, yeah. And I thought, oh, I should cool down. And one of the pilots said, oh, be bold, start cold. So because you heat up doing things, he's like, that's my attitude for anything like that. And so I've got down to my jocks and then took my T-shirt off on the runway. So I'm standing there in my boxes and he goes, too bold, too bold.
But hold on, but to put the suit on over that.
So I put the suit on over my boxes and I put a T-shirt
on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
and
I was ready to go full. I was ready to free ball in a flying suit. No, it was fine. I got to taxi on the runway. So I got to...
You did it?
Yeah, yeah, I got to taxi
What's
on the runway.
What's that guy doing? You should not be in charge yet of a plane.
It was really great. And then he took off. And then when we got up in the air, he handed over control to me. And
oh, my God.
Because I flew into a cloud and it was terrifying. Because
you don't know how long it's going to go for.
And I'm not meant to be in clouds. And
what do you mean? It's a different kind of flying.
Well, because you're flying by sight. So anyway, because we don't have any radars or anything. So you
don't
can't.
You
no,
you have
can't,
a radar.
No, you can't see anything. And it
Again,
was right.
What is this man letting you control the...
Well, then I started trying to get out of the cloud and I wasn't getting out. And so I'm trying to go down and I'm looking at the gauges and we're dropping. And I can start to feel in my stomach that we're dropping, but we're still in cloud. And I just went like this. I you meant to say handing over control or giving you control. And I went, I went, and after I went, he just went, taking control, and got us out. And I was like,
scary?
Oh, I think I had it. It was terrifying because all rational thought goes out.
Right.
Because I'm just trying to get somewhere to see something. Yeah, it's fine. And I think, well, I'm going to come out in the ground. Like I can feel myself dropping. I can
Even
see
the
gauges
cloud
going down.
Be at the ground. Yes. Your brain's not thinking.
Yeah, and so I'm thinking I'm going to either come out in the ground or I'm going to hit another plane or something.
Yeah,
would have been 5 seconds in that cloud, but it was terrifying. Yeah. And then we cruised around a bit more, and he did some aerobatics. Is that what we call?
I was going to say arabesques. Some aerobatics.
What's arabesques?
It's a ballet term, but that's why I thought it was a strange use of the word.
I did a couple of pirouettes.
You weren't going to use an arabesque. He did a couple of loop de loops.
Yep, some loops, some barrel rolls, and I
did
didn't
not spew. Is that what the whole haircut's about? Is this part of your transformation into what's his name?
Maverick. Or Goose, depends.
Goose.
Well, Goose is the one that died, so we shouldn't have gone that way. But let's go to Jake here. G'day, Jake.
How are you?
Yeah, great. Are you ringing about the jet stuff or are you ringing about a haircut?
Oh, dodgy haircut.
Yeah, great. Tell me about it.
So I was, I've had a little bit longer hair, a bit longer than usual, but then Mum got sick of it when I was about 11 years old and she didn't want to spend an extra 20 on getting me a haircut. Because she got her hair done. So she just grabs a mixing bowl and, does the old left or right all around.
The bowl cut.
Do you know, Jake, I only learnt during lockdown when I started cutting my son's hair, that's when I learnt about the bowl cut. I knew it was called the bowl cut and I never knew that's because that's how mums cut their son's hair, by putting a bowl on their head.
Yeah, but you got to get the right bowl, You can't use the mixing bowl and then do it uneven like my mum did. So you got to get the right bowl, the
dessert
fish bowl,
the
cereal
right
bowl.
great stuff, Jake. Thanks for getting involved. Bickers, I want to revisit what you said to me earlier. I realised this was a haphazard way of doing things. You said to me earlier that big things getting bigger in planes make them less cool. You don't want to do that?
It's just a stretch from where we've come.
Crap we've haircuts. Give us a call, 131060. No, we're fine.
We'll take your calls next. 131060.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right around the country for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
so many funny memes and funny stories going around over the weekend, Trump-related. One of the ones that caught my eye, it wasn't a meme, but a mistake from Trump headquarters, I'm sure. There was a tweet that went out that said, President Trump's press conference will not be held at Four Seasons Hotel Philadelphia. And I was like, why is someone tweeting that out? It's been cancelled. So I did a bit of a deep dive.
Yep.
And then I discovered why Four Seasons Hotel in Philadelphia had to put out that tweet, because everyone thought he was about to do a press conference there. But no, he was about to do a press conference at the Four Seasons Total Landscaping shop in Philadelphia.
Oh, gosh.
His team claimed that's always where they were meant to be doing the press conference from. But when you see the vision of him standing between an adult bookstore, it's not him, it's
Giuliani.
Rudolph Giuliani, and a crematorium on the other side, it looks like they're in a car park, and there is Rudolph Giuliani giving a speech.
If only he owned a chain of hotels where he could have held a press conference.
Maybe they don't even want him there anymore.
Imagine that. I can't imagine a Trump Tower do too well in Philly, but anyway.
No, I can't also, this is for another day, but the fall of Rudolph Giuliani is extraordinary.
Rudolph's a fun name. You don't hear that around a lot, do you?
Would have been fun as a kid to be Rudolph.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes, it would. Because of Santa. Okay. It would have been awesome.
Okay. Good.
You think being the red-nosed reindeer wouldn't have been fun?
I don't. I think, yes, I think your nose, I think my nose is red enough that I would be in a reindeer.
Right.
I think your nose would only have to be a certain hue of red before you're like, oh, no, no, no.
Anyway, I'm just surprised how huge a Trump supporter he was. I followed, obviously, Giuliani heaps during the 9-11 stuff that was happening, because he was the face almost of the 9-11 terror attacks.
Was he the mayor then?
Rebuilt New York, yep. Right. I've read his book, and he was the one that cleaned up all the streets of all the crime and everything, and it's so peculiar.
Yeah.
Very peculiar. Anyway, on the weekend, Lil Pump. Do we all remember Lil Pump?
Lil Pump.
Lil Pump was such a
freaky girl. I had a heart palpitation because I thought we were playing that song.
I don't actually know what the actual words are.
None of those
about.
Are the correct words.
Okay, yeah. Sure, right.
Freaky girl does not make the
I didn't know about Lil Pump until Donald Trump spoke about how Lil Pump was one of the biggest superstars in the world. Lil Pump was one of his great supporters in Michigan. Mm-hmm. This is Donald Trump talking about Lil Pump.
Speaking of sound, music, and other things, one of the big superstars of the world, Little Pimp. There he is. You know how big he is?
Yeah, everything about that's funny. Little Pimp is a better name.
Yeah.
But also saying, little someone, do you know how big he is? Like, yeah. Not
and
very.
And also, if you had to talk about one of the biggest superstars in the world, is Little Pump one of them?
Oh, you must be talking about Little Pump.
Although Little Pump has a huge amount of Instagram followers. Mm. How many millions of Instagram followers do you think Little Pump has?
6 million.
17.3.
What?
It's actually down to 17 now because 300,000 or 350,000 of them have stopped following him after endorsed Trump.
Really? Mm.
Someone else who's lost something after endorsing Trump is Lil Wayne. There's a lot of little rappers in my bits today. Lil Wayne was dating Denise Bidoe. Don't know who that is, but she
Denise Bidoe.
Bidoe.
I think it's Bidet.
Is it? No, it's not. She begoed because she no longer with Lil Wayne, because she tweeted on the weekend.
None of these words make sense
love
anymore.
Just isn't enough. She didn't realise how big a Trump supporter he was.
Can we please just do gangster bits all the time now, and you just have to give us all rappers updates?
Are all rappers? Why? What's the Lil bit?
Because they also do big. There's like Big Sean.
So you're either Lil something or Big something.
Yeah, I don't think there's any. That's where I could separate the game. I could be average Tommy.
Well, you're Little Tommy, yes.
Damn it,
yes.
I am Little already. I forgot my own name.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I keep a close watch on news all the time. I read the paper and then I underline the articles that have a great storyline. Yes, it's time for Guess the Headline.
I can't stop laughing. It's like, you know when you get the, have you ever got the giggles at a funeral before? And you know it's the most inappropriate place to, and that makes you laugh even more. Yeah. I've got that
sometimes
bit with this story.
I'm reading very bad stories on the news. I get the giggles.
Get the giggles. Mate, I watched, so this comes with footage. So when you, I'll give you a bit of the news story, you guess what the rest of it is. When you get right, you can be rewarded with watching the clip that we will put on our socials as well.
I love how our producer has to say to you just before we enter this segment, just remember, everybody's fine. Everybody's fine.
Yes, because we did a guest headline once where I bought you a story and it was a woman driving along with
With a dead husband in the passenger seat. It wasn't funny. The guy was dead.
Yeah, no.
And then you said everybody's fine.
Okay, this time they are.
Okay.
An ambulance helicopter has made the news. Why? I get it. It's a strong start.
Was it transporting sick people at the time that it made the news?
It was transporting something.
Not
yes.
people?
Not no. people, no.
But it crashed?
It did crash, Bickers. Well done, yes.
Yep. It crashed into animals.
No, it didn't crash into animals, no. Yep.
It was transporting.
It got so close to its destination.
What could it have been transporting if it wasn't blood?
We're getting closer.
It was transporting.
You'd probably need, actually, this and blood go hand in hand is a bad reference, but this blood needs this and this needs blood.
Organs. It was transporting an organ, a heart.
Transporting a heart.
Heart.
So
oh, God. What's happened to this heart? Oh, no. Did the person get the heart in the end? What are you doing?
Let's listen to the audio.
For an unknown reason, the chopper flipped on its side. You can see it there. And then the unthinkable happens. Take a look at this. Crews able to get the heart out of that helicopter. It was then handed over to one of the hospital's medical personnel. Now, as that person leaves the helipad, he suddenly accidentally trips on a metal plate, falls to the ground, dropping the heart. Others were quickly able to pick up that organ and rush it inside for the operation.
What are you? How long are you allowed to drop it and then still use it?
It's a 3-second rule, like there is.
Literally, they're like, oh, we can't believe the heart has made it out of this chopper crash. How incredible. And then they've got footage.
Did it pop out of the container or still in the container?
He's holding it. In his
not.
Hands.
He's
maybe
not.
He is.
No,
and
who's
then,
got that heart now?
And then someone, some
Did
lucky
he need
duck.
The heart then?
And you see him walking on, he's carrying it, and he's just not looking down, and he hits a bit of metal.
But as our producer Sonda said, everybody's fine.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Driving you home this afternoon, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, you still got time. Still got time.
Still got time.
For what? I'm getting on a bit.
Well, you could register.
No, you got time. Even you got time.
Do
yeah,
I
yeah,
have
yeah.
time?
But just minutes.
Okay. Yeah. To do what?
You've got to download the Hit app and register for Carrie and Tommy's. You've got mail and we're giving away a trip to Byron Bay worth $4,000 in just a matter of minutes.
You can go hang with the Hemsworths or Zac Efron. He's there at the moment.
Wow.
Yes. Did you see Luke Hemsworth, the other Hemsworth, had his 40th on the weekend?
So I love the other Hemsworth now because of Westworld.
Oh, is he in Westworld?
He was great in Westworld.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, isn't there three Hemsworths? We just
there?
The other Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Like
no, because everybody knows, Liam, and Chris.
Liam and Chris.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh,
Jesse,
you,
keep
didn't
up
you,
with
Jess?
Your Hemsworth.
I mean, to be fair, I don't know the third one either, so I don't know what
it's
I'm
Luke.
Saying.
It's Luke. He just had his 40th. I just told you.
Oh, great.
You guys are fighting. The only thing that will solve this and reunite the team is
it's
giving away a trip to Byron Bay.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
The Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, so far, we have given away $150,000 worth of prizing and we're not stopping yet.
You make me want to say...
This film's just begun.
Over $250,000 in cash and prizes to be won.
Oh my God, oh my God.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail.
Today's prize is right up my alley. I want to be there now.
What is it, Bickers?
A trip for two people to Byron Bay, return flights, four nights a bit of snorkeling.
How much is that worth?
$4,000.
Oh, pretty good. Have you got a parcel number there
for
us?
The parcel number is 40052. Give Olivia a call, Jess.
Hello, Olivia speaking.
How much do you need a holiday right now?
No way.
Where do you want to go?
Byron Bay.
You're going to Byron Bay!
No way. Oh, my God.
Are you at work?
Yes, I'm going to run into a room. Oh, my God. Thank you. Oh, my God. Yay.
How fun's that, knowing coming summer you've got a trip to Byron Bay up your sleeve?
Oh, I've got goosebumps. Oh, I can't wait. I need one.
Olivia, who are you going to go with?
My partner, Matthew.
Good on you.
Oh, that's sweet,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely.
I was imagining you and a girlfriend tearing up the town, to be honest, but if you want to go with your partner.
Wow.
Hey, Olivia, have the best time.
Thank you so very much.
It is our absolute pleasure. We've still got $100,000 worth of prizes to give away as well, guys. So if you haven't registered yet, jump on, download the HIT app and register for Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail. And if you want to know what we're giving away tomorrow, we'll make sure you're listening to Brekkie tomorrow morning.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. We got Hughesy and Ed as well. G'day, boys.
Yes, hey, guys.
What's going on, legends?
Mate, I love this new look.
Yeah, I like it too.
You've gone with a baseball cap. Just a week or two ago, you were Legionnaires.
Yeah.
Full, and now you've just gone back.
But you've got a paisley shirt on, like an older man, and then you've got a cool trucker kind of cap on.
Do you know what he looks like? He looks like a 14-year-old boy that's been told to dress up.
Wow. No, that's fantastic.
Anyway, how are you today?
That's fantastic.
No, sorry, Hughes. No, we did a lot of work without you there. Sorry.
No, I'm happy to be included. You know that.
you were in the middle of some fun stuff on Twitter on the weekend.
Now, Carrie, we are going to be dealing with that because, if I may step in here.
Don't do this. I know what you're going to do, Ed. I know who he's going to blame. Listen to who Ed's going to blame.
No. All I'm saying, Carrie, is that a friend of all of ours may be to blame, and that person has agreed to come on the radio today to admit it.
Oh, wow.
Is that Pete Hillier?
Well, I didn't want to say, but yes.
No, the reason I say that is because I wondered that when I saw all the action happening on your Twitter.
Yes.
Yep. If anyone doesn't know what we're talking about,
I had a go at Joe Biden for stuffing up his auto cue on his when he was doing a speech on Saturday. Yep. And that's what I did. I said, is it the auto cue that's the problem here?
Because you weren't aware that he had a stutter.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. So we will get into that. But I put it to many people who also weren't aware that he had a stutter. But he had a stutter as a child.
I didn't know.
Yes, yeah, we talked about it on our show. I didn't know either.
Yeah, you didn't know today.
I didn't know until I saw your exchange that he had a stutter.
Well, so do you know what? If anything,
like bringing the news to the world.
Yeah, but in the meantime, I'm getting completely roasted. So.
I mean,
I've got a bigger fix here, though, Carrie, which we might deal with. I've got a bigger fix for this. You know, this issue, I think I've got a bigger, not that issue, not the stuttering issue, but the issue of Hughesy's time on the internet. I think I might hopefully have a bigger fix today.
It's been a big week for you online.
Mate, it's been a big month, to be honest. I've never trended on Twitter. I trended on Twitter once in the last 10 years, and in the last month, I reckon 5 times. So,
which is problematic if you're trying to get him to stop it, because that's exactly what he wants.
No, the Saturday was a shock. Saturday, I did not want Saturday to happen.
You have that pit in the bottom of your tummy for a bit?
Well, there's a scene on Family Guy. You know, Brian, the dog on Family Guy, where he is in one of the later series, he puts a tweet out, goes and watches a movie, and when he comes out of the movie cinema, there's protests out the front of the movie cinema.
Are you the dog on Family Guy?
I'm the dog on Family Guy.
It's not bad, actually. So again, it's getting somewhere. Well, we'll deal with it today, and let's hope we can't get a resolution that's going to, you know, make everyone's life a little bit easier going forward.
Great.
Stick around. Use your net in there.
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now. CarrieandTommy.com.au. Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show.
Carrie and Tommy are off to get their Christmas shopping done. For Christmas gifts everyone will love, head to the home of big brand fragrances, Chemist Warehouse.